A column at the Capitol gossip site Quorum Report was headlined, "With a year left in his tenure, Speaker Bonin ramps up retribution for Republicans who withdrew support amid scandal." Folks, the scandal's real and hasn't gone away, and yet it is said Bonin's punishing those who took notice of his bad actions? That's further evidence of his personal slimeball nature. Despite the House's General Investigating Committee issuing its report on 20 December, in which it concluded Bonin likely violated law with his offer of favor to empower Texans if it would target certain Republican House members in the primary election, we've learned that Bonin does not plan to vacate the Speaker's chair or the Tony Inn Capitol apartment or other perks of the job until his full term is up, which means the day the next legislature convenes in January of 2021. My opinion is nothing Bonin did in the meeting he set up with Michael Quinn Sullivan rises to the level of criminality. However, his actions clearly were bad enough that he committed political mistakes so great that his career in the House is over and he's pledged not to seek re-election to the body. Able chairman of the investigating committee, Representative Morgan Myers, sent a letter to the House members reminding them the committee's job is done in sending members the report. Myers reminds that it's the House as a whole that is to determine what, if any, further action should be taken as it relates to the violations. What about this case that remains deeply disturbing is how unwilling it seems House members are to do what needs doing. Replace Dennis Bonin with a caretaker speaker to serve until the next session. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.